course, being gone and everything, Pastor used to say, now, Laverne, you're going to start right at 9:30. And I think since we've been gone, everybody's kind of just kind of pushed it back on and pushed it back on to where it's, that's okay. That's okay. You know, he'll be back and he'll get us back just right, won't he?
That's right. Yeah.
When he walks in and says, Laverne, I want you to start at 9:30 again, guess what we'll do?
That's right.
We'll start at 9:30. Hallelujah. I want you to stand this morning. We're so thankful to be here today. I want to share something with you. I want to read a scripture to you this morning, if you don't mind standing, and as we share the word. Usually I have several scriptures that go together, but I think this is a good one this morning that I want to share. Whether it's somebody here this morning or somebody that's listening. Because, you know, remember, we have people that are listening, and then we have people that go back and listen to our broadcast. But I want to say this. The word this morning is from Psalm 27, 13, and 14. And I'm reading it from the Amplified. And it says, What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living?
Wow, that's right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We don't look at our circumstances.
That's right.
We don't look at what we're hearing.
That's right.
Nothing that goes on around. I don't care what they're saying out there. David said, and we say with him, What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? And then he says, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. So my question today is, what are you expecting? Did you get up this morning and say, oh, let's go to church? But you know it's raining out there, and it's cool, and my bed feels so good. And you know, hey, come on now. But you know what? And then when you got in the house, you go, you know, it's easy to look around and say, well, there's several out today. But you know what? That doesn't stop me, because I came expecting. You know, when we get to the point coming into the service, we're not expecting anything. Why did you come? Why did you come? We come expecting and hoping. And it says it takes courage to do that. When all around you, it doesn't seem like your circumstances are changing. It takes courage to wait, to hope, and expect. And then the last little thing I want to read to you, and this is a statement from Joyce Myers, and she says, happiness and joy do not come from the outside. They come from within. They are a conscious decision, a deliberate choice, one that we make ourselves each day we live. So, you know, you make a choice this morning if you're going to worship the Lord. You make a choice what your day is going to be today. Whether you're going to have joy. And because if you have joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We can all stand up here and write down the reasons why we need to not have joy today. But you know what? They're not important. They're not truth. The truth is that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I'm asking you to choose this morning to celebrate with us. Amen?
Your unchanging love, your grass is full.
with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul.
Hallelujah. We magnify you so much.
Thank you.
Discouraged, we are not defeated. Amen. By the stripes of Jesus, He's healed. Now I want to tell you something. You know, and I know the Lord picked out these songs today. Strength will rise as you wait. He picked out the scripture about hoping and expecting the Lord and waiting. You know, waiting. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something. We're going to do this next song. And you know, sometimes, as Brother Richard said it, the last time he was here, or no, the Sunday night, I don't know when it was. You know, can't mean everybody was just dancing. I hadn't seen some of these people dance for years. Y'all see me dance every time I lead praise and worship. Now, I want to tell you what. I'm kicking butt this morning, pardon my language. And you know who's I'm kicking? You know what? I am not defeated. I am not discouraged. I am not down. You know why? Because He is our strength. He is our joy. and I am free to dance. Amen. I speak to the joy. And come on, Brother Bob. You got a word, don't you? Hallelujah.
I want to read. I've been singing that song. Says, the creator of the ends of the earth neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. All right, now that's the way we read the scripture a lot. And if you leave out the words in italics, it even says, and to no might, he increases strength. Okay, and the church is identified. Yep, that's me. I'm no might. And I thought, that's not what that verse is saying to me. That word says, it's not might, it's I will. And to I will, he doesn't say, no, don't call yourself no might. Don't say, I'm not no might. It's I'm, yes, he will. Not might, he will.
Right.
And to, and so don't identify with no might, identify with, he's not might, he's will.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I just want to share praise this morning. You know, we've always been told that what the enemy means for our harm, God will turn it around for good. Our son Matthew called us on Tuesday, and he said, Mom, I need you to pray for me because I've got a real bad ear infection, and I'm off work for a couple of days. He says, he said, it hurts really bad, but he said, I know God's in control, and God can take care of it. So he was off work for Tuesday and Wednesday. He called me Friday, and he said, Mom, you're not going to believe. He says, I went back to work yesterday, and they told me that it was a good thing I was off on Tuesday because he's a facilitator, a trainer, and he trains the people to work on the big machines or whatever. And where he would have been standing to do his training, one of these big lights, twice this size, fell. The cables broke, and it fell right where Matt would have been when he was working with his people. And he would have either been hurt very severely or he would have died. You know, I mean, they told him that at work. And so he was just praising God, you know, Friday when he called me. And he says, the devil can't win. He says, God knows what he's planning ahead of time, and he fixes it for us. Even if my ear hurt a little bit, he says, I'd much rather deal with that as what the devil had planned for me. So I'm praising God this morning, too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm giving you all an invitation to dance. The world invites you to dance all the time. But the originator of the dance was the Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of the dance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ronnie, what came into my mind was victory. Victory is mine. Victory, victory is mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory shall be mine.
Joy,
joy, joy is mine. Joy. Worship your majesty today. I want you to worship with us as we sing this, and as we, maybe it still be a new song to you, but I tell you what, it's an awesome song about the majesty of God, and that's who we worship this morning. You know, it's not a matter of fact. You say, well, you know, I'm not used to all that stuff going on. Well, you know what? You don't have to be used to it. Just worship God. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to run, if you want to jump, if you want to shout, if you want to just bask in the presence of the Lord, do it.
Amen.
Because it's out of the abundance of the heart.
Oh, that's right.
That the worship comes out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Majesty of heaven, your glory fills the skies, light of the world, you are Lord of all. Humble by your presence, I'm amazed by who you are. Nothing compares, you are all things. are Lord of all. We're humbled by your presence, amazed by who you are. Nothing compares. You are Lord of all. To you the nations bow down.
Remember, there's a
You all to pray. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know who we're praying for, but there's somebody out there that the enemy's been telling them, you know, you're just not going to make it. You just not, nothing's going to, this is not going to work out for you. Who do you think you are that you're worthy for this to work out for you? I want you to know that my God is going to make this work out for you in the name of Jesus. Let's just pray, church. Begin to pray. You may be seated. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Hallelujah. We pray for all those out there that are listening this morning that you will make it. You will begin to declare that you will make it because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By his grace, not on your merit, not on what you're going to be able to do. Hallelujah. But on his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you so much. We love you so much. I want to tell you something, church. We have a vehicle that God has blessed us here at this church. It's called live streaming. The words that are being preached that can go out, people listening that can't make it to church, or them coming back on and clicking on and listening to the recording. If a message blesses you, share it. Say, hey, let me tell you how you can hear what we heard this morning. Tell them about our website. You know, it's not for our honor. It's for the word going out. You know, and you know, not only, we have a, you know, we've got a calendar on there. It's fixed on the side where you can click on the live streaming. You can click on the all the events are, the schedule's on the side. And then there's a calendar. If you'll click on church schedule right now, then a big calendar will pop up, the dates and everything that's going on. And you know, you won't have to miss anything. You know, and I tell you, it's a blessing, amen, to use, to know how to use it. You know, we all know how to get on Facebook. We all know how to follow through on that. Then let's say that we need to know how to get on our own church website to listen to the word again and again that's being preached and sharing it with those around us. That's how it gets done. You know, if you're excited about what God's doing here, you tell somebody. I tell you what, God showed up this morning. I tell you, we had a word from God. Pastor Shirley prophesied the other Sunday, and I left it on there. It says ministry, prophetic ministry. And if you want to go back and hear what that word that she gave the church that Sunday, you go back and you click on it, and you'll hear what the message, a word from God for us that we had. You know, God is good, church. He's moving. He is absolutely awesome. In this place. Amen? Amen. Brother Ronnie, are you ready to sing? You already got it? All right.
Testing 1, 2, 3. No, we've been looking back this week about what happened at 9/11. And made me think. You know, that we need to be walking in God's ways, and you know, God's our protection. And right now, though, we need to look ahead, because we've probably got probably the most important election coming up of our lifetime. And I heard some statistics the other day that said only 40% of the Christians are registered to vote. And only half of those actually vote. So that's only like 20% of the Christians actually vote. That's a disgrace to the church. And we have a, you know, we have a responsibility before God to get out and vote. And, you may hear some people say that, well, you know, if you don't do anything, what you're doing is you're just giving Satan a little, put whoever you want to in there. You know, we don't care. And that's not what God wants. And then we hear some people saying that, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I'm not voting for any either one of them because I don't think either one of them is what we need. I don't believe in either one of them. Well, that's not the deal. The deal is we vote the issues. We vote the Bible. We don't vote the person. We put no person on a pedestal. We put God on a pedestal. And we look at the issues. You got one person out here that's saying, you know, it's pro-life. Another person's saying, I think it's all right to kill babies. Well, you know, we vote that way. That's a slap to God in the face. You know, when we have responsibility, you got one out here that's saying, you know, God created Adam and Eve. Another saying, yeah, well, Adam and Steve's okay. And God's saying, that's an abomination to me. You know, you got one that's supporting Israel. You need to look at things like that. We look at the issues. We don't look at the person. But we look at, you know, are we standing for the Word of God? Or are we not standing for the Word of God? And I believe the church can rise up. And I believe we can wake up. And, you know, if the church, you know, if they get up and take their stand, you know, they can see that we are one nation under God, really. Go ahead. Okay. Lady stands in a harbor for all that we believe. Millions have come to her with dreams of being free. Now people of all colors and every nation on the globe lift their voices together and call America home. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, we are one nation under God, and America stands tall. We watched two brothers crumble that once stood our country's pride. From the Pentagon we saw smoke billowed as in unbelief we cried. Many heroes rushed to the rubble while a plane bound somewhere we don't know. Oh, mysteriously crashed into an open field after a man cried, "Let's roll." We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, we are one nation under God, and America stands tall. Some questioned our resolve when our buildings crashed like thunder, but we learned long ago if we're not one nation under God. We're just one nation under. Will not tire or falter. Our freedom will not fail. So somebody raised the red, white, and blue and ring that liberty bell. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We are one nation under God, and America stands tall. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, we are one nation under God, and America stands tall. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We are one nation under God, and America stands tall. We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We are one nation under God, and America stands tall.
That the determining factor of the way this nation shall go will be the prayers of people in tears and intercession that says, Lord, we desire your way for this nation. That you establish this nation on principles of your word, and it shall be that way, says the Lord. So I encourage you not to put your eyes on this man or this person and what they may say, but let your determining factor be my word. And when it is my word, it all shall prevail, for I am God. Yes. So let your intercession begin to rise up before me. Grab a hold of the horns of the altar, says the Spirit of the Lord, and begin to intercede, for I can even turn the hearts of man. Amen. I can even turn the hearts of man if I have to visit them even in the night, says the Lord, and even if I have to write it on the wall. I will be the one that decides the outcome of how this nation shall go. For I am God. And let me be that determining factor in your decision, not what you may hear on the news. Do not let that influence you. But only let what my word says influence you. And when you do that, it will be as I have declared and as I have decreed it to be. For I still have a people that trust me. I still have a people that know my voice and know that there is one true and one living God. So I encourage you today, says the Lord, be encouraged and not discouraged by what you may hear. But again, be encouraged by what my word says. For it is a settled thing, and it is a done thing. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was up on him. And by his stripes we are healed. Amen. And I declare the healing of the Lord over you today. Body, soul, spirit, financially. God has given you peace, for the God of peace lives inside of you. And you have nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. In spite of the report that you may have received, the word says that by his stripes we are healed. Amen. And we want to speak that over these people today. We want to send forth the word. Dispatch the angels to these people that they may be touched and that they may know the God of healing. And Lord, we lift up Emma Marie today and Vivian, Carson, Dot's sister, and Danny. And forgive and curry for a good report. And if you have a prayer request on your heart today, just lift your hands right now. Father, we thank you and we praise you that your report says that we are healed. I come against every curse of the enemy that has whispered lies into people's ears. I call forth your word that's anointed to break this in the name of Jesus. And that by your stripes we're healed and your blood we have been forgiven. And Lord, I speak healing over these bodies today in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request is upon our heart today, Father. We decree and we declare that they are healed. And I command you to come forth out of that depression and out of that oppression. And to depend upon what the word says and only what the word says. And Father, I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord, that's settled. A done deal. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that today in the name of Jesus. I want to do one more thing before Brother Tim comes up and makes an announcement. Brother, you were talking to Pastor Laverne a while ago, and she said for you to come up and share what you had spoken to her.
Some of you know me, most of you don't. I'm Linda and Glenn's son-in-law. My name's Glenn, too, so you can call me Little Glenn. It's amazing, God we serve. A couple of days ago, he gave me a dream that we were in the sanctuary, and it was right in line with what you're talking about, speaking the word and the healing. And he told me to go up and lay hands on Pastor and pray for him, that he is healed. But he also gave me the word that, you know, through his stripes we are healed. And he also gave me the word through the centurion who came to him. Pastor's not here today. So just speaking the word, I'm sending the word for him. Pastor is healed. He walk in his healing. His ministry, what God has planned for him, is not done yet. He will work. He will come through, nothing lacking, better than it was before.
Amen.
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 I just wanted to take a moment and everyone who was here yesterday during work day, I want you to stand up. All right. Thank you. Sit down. Now, our society says that teenagers are lazy. They don't care about anybody but themselves. They only want to help themselves. We had two young men out here yesterday who worked like horses. They dug stumps. They hauled drywall that had been thrown out, fiberglass insulation. And I want these two young men to stand up right now. You know who you are. Go on. Look at them. Gentlemen, I thank you, and the church thanks you. And You represent God well. It's in your spirit. We appreciate that servant's heart. You can be seated. We thank everyone who came out. I know there were many who wanted to come out and help. You know what? When you call a work day, you're hoping you get 10 workers. We almost doubled that, and every one of them worked hard. Many people don't realize what all actually took place yesterday because you may not see it here in the sanctuary. But, you know, just like our own lives, every once in a while you have to look in there and say, okay, what don't I need anymore? What's been in there that's dusty, not been used, and needs to be thrown away? And I want to tell you something. There was a lot of stuff thrown away. In fact, we had 3 trailers full, and we still got more to haul. But praise God, the women were in here working. They were cleaning out the hospitality room, the maintenance room. We replaced the hot water heater. Yes, we understand we're still working on the air conditioner issue, but we'll get that fixed too. But we had men out here. We were digging roots. We had cut down trees. We were hauling out junk that had been thrown out over the hill. You know what? God's on the move here. He's cleaning house. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see the people come out and be so energetic all day long. And you know, I spoke about the young people and watching them work, and they worked. And I actually had to say, okay, now take a break. No, we're okay. No, take a break. But it's not just the young people. You had Brother Mill, and I said, Mill, take a break. And he says, no, these other people aren't taking a break. I'll keep going. I said, fine, we'll all take a break. It was for me. Don't let me lie to you. These older people will work you in the dirt, okay? But I was thankful that they came out. Everyone worked so hard. And you know what? Then when we came together and we fellowshiped and to see Pastor come out and join us, it was such a blessing. Amen. And please continue to pray for our pastor. Yes. I can't tell you enough what a blessing it is when he knows that people are praying for him.
Yeah.
I thank you all for coming out and committing to serving the Lord in that capacity. I know it's hard when you only get that weekend, but to serve it, you know, here, helping us, it's most appreciated. And your pastors appreciate it.
I want to make an announcement real quick before I introduce our speakers who don't need no introduction. But next Sunday, we are having a chili soup buffet, what it's called, to raise money for the Virtuous Woman's Conference. So we want you to sign up, I'm assuming, to bring some stuff. If you need to know anything else, see Ms. Lottie. It's a donation meal. And they are inviting a Becky. How do you pronounce that? Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, she's got a website if you want to go in there and read about her. It's awesome. Richard and Bonita Pierce are back with us today for Word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for one person. Can I pray for you?
We're going to go ahead and dismiss the classes at this time.
Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. The word of healing is what you gave to her.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you. You can do things instantly. We worship you as the healer of our body. I tell this body and the muscles to be in
Amen.
Alignment, to be in perfect placement. I tell
Amen.
These muscles the trauma is over and the healer has come in Jesus' name. I tell this body it has a joy of responding to the word of the Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. The price is paid in full. And Father, I thank you for strong muscles. Thank you for your divine protection and their finances. I tell it to be at peace and the money to come forth in totality. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
But more than junk and stuff is this temple. With the presence of the living God that abides right here. I call it healthy, clean, and whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Muscles, I speak peace to you.
Amen. I agree with that. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.